各位弟兄姊妹早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
神施恩拣选，让我有机会跟他的独生子同行。
It is really by God's grace and His election that I'm able to walk with His only begotten Son.
昨天晚上我们讲到十九世纪伟大的宣教士大卫·李文斯尊，他说神的独生子到地上来做宣教。
是我动
了
什么吗？
Last night we mentioned that one of the greatest missionary, David Livingston, that he said God sent His only begotten Son to become a missionary for us.
我们说到天地的主宰，他有一切的权柄、荣耀和丰富，为他的独生子安排一定是最好的人生。
And he said that if the God of heaven and earth, who has full authority in heaven and on earth, and what he has prepared for his only begotten son must be the best, the fullest life ever.
结果神让他的独生子来到地上做一个宣教士。
So that if he had sent his only begotten son to the world to become a missionary.
所以能够成为宣教士，能够成为一个传道人，是神给我们最大的一个恩典和赏赐，谢谢。
Then, being a missionary, it must be the greatest blessing and the most blessed life, ever that we can conceive.
当我开始出来侍奉主的时候，有的人不太了解，不知道这个年轻人到底出了什么问题。
When I first came out to serve the Lord full time, many people could not understand my decision. They thought I was crazy.
是不是受了什么打击啊？看破了红尘，出家做洋和尚去了。
That I must have been traumatized by some dramatic things in my life, and therefore that I have lost the will to continue to live a fulfilling life.
四年前我在 Richmond 那边去布道的时候，碰到一位成功大学毕业的一位统计学的博士。
Four years ago when I was in Richmond preaching there, I met a professor who is in the department statistics.
Yeah.
Okay.
PhD.
PhD who has a PhD in statistics.
他说当我到成功大学那边去做传道人的时候，他们有一群同学都很好奇，不晓得这个台大化工系毕业的学生出了什么问题，为什么会去做传道人。
So when he became a missionary and went to University of Chenggong to preach there, many of the students there didn't understand why for him who has a PhD in statistics would become a missionary.
那我跟这位弟兄从来没有见过面，但是他说那个时候他就开始观察我。
I've never met that brother before, but he said he observed me.
那个时候他刚刚信主。
And at that time, he has just became a believer.
所以他就在他未信的同学面前来为这个年轻的传道人来保护，来做辩护。
So that he, oh, okay, so, so okay, the professor. I was talking about him. The professor couldn't understand why Pastor Chu would become a missionary who has a PhD in statistics. So he wanted to give a defense for Pastor Chu before his non-believing friends, students.
对不起，那个时候他是学生，他跟他的同学。
Oh, okay. Sorry.
不是后来这个博士，而是四十年前的事情。
Okay, that took place 40 years ago. Sorry, I'll take everything back. So at that time, that the non-believing brother, he was still an unbeliever. So he was a student, and he was trying to give a defense for Pastor Chu before his non-believing friends.
这个让我吓了一跳，不晓得在不知道的时候有人在那里观察我，还好没有出纰漏。
And when later on when I found out that he was observing me at that time when I was there, I was very relieved. I didn't know at that time because I had no idea someone was observing me.
那个时候教会有一些长辈很爱惜 鼓励照顾我们。
And at that time at the church, there are some older Christians who really watched out for us.
啊，他们觉得很难得你们愿意服侍主，太好了。
And for these older Christians, they're very thankful that we the young people are willing to come and serve the Lord.
但是我知道，如果他的儿子要做传道人，他会另外一个想法。
However, I know that if for these older Christians, if it was their own children, if there were their own children who wanted to come out and serve the Lord full time, they might think differently.
其实不是我选择这个路，是上帝拣选给我恩典。
However, it is not I who choose this path of serving Lord full time, for it is the Lord who had chosen me and separated me for His purpose.
如果能够再选择的话，我还会选择这样一条路。
So if I could choose all over again, I think it would be the same path.
就好像我跟我太太讲一样的，我如果要结婚，我一定还是再找她。
Just like what I would tell my wife, that if I could marry again, I would still choose her as my wife.
所以那个时候给我最大的一个鼓励的一句话，就是知道神的儿子来到地上，他是做传道人，做宣教士。
So what was really encouraging to me is the fact that God's only begotten Son, when He came into the world, He is also a missionary.
所以今天早晨我要跟大家分享的信息是要鼓励每一个人都来一起与耶稣一同做一样的工作。
So this morning, the message I would like to bring to everyone is that I really encourage everyone to come to walk and to work with our Lord as missionaries.
我们刚才读的那段圣经。
The passage that we just read.
我要强调的就是我们每一个人都要做宣教士。
What I would like to emphasize is that everyone is for mission.
人人宣教。
Everyone's for mission.
这段圣经耶稣讲到很简单但是很重要的几个事情。
In this very short passage, the Lord mentioned some very simple but very important things.
他讲，你们是世上的盐，你们是世上的光。
He said, you are the salt of the earth, and that you are the light of the world.
简单的这几句话，就包括我们每一个人，以及我们的本质。我们的使命，我们的工作。
In these two very simple sentences, he told us who we are, our being, and our duty, our calling, and also the work that we've been called to.
有一本讲到宣教历史啊，很好的一本书。
There is a very good book it writes about the historical events of mission.
英文的名字叫做 From Jerusalem to Irian-Jaya, 中文的名字叫做宣教披荆斩棘史。
The name of the book is Jerusalem to Irian-Jaya.
它不只是讲历史的事件，而是用宣教士的事迹。他们生平的故事来讲到宣教的历史。
It's not just a historical chronicles of the event that took place for missions, but really talk about many of the personal recordings and testimonies of many missionaries.
我想这本书我们教会宣道部的同工可能是知道，可能熟悉的。
I think many of you who are interested in mission or on the mission committee may be familiar with the book.
若是你们不太熟悉，我就向你们强力的推荐这本书。
And if you have not read the book, then I really strongly recommend the book to you.
如果你们会读英文，直接读英文。
If you can read English, I recommend reading the English version.
如果你需要读翻译的，那么就读中信出版的《宣教披荆斩棘史》。
And there's particular Chinese translation that Pastor Chu recommended.
那这本书讲到教会在主后三十几年建立，在耶路撒冷建立。
And in the book, it mentioned that 30 years after the death of Christ, it talked about the establishment of the early church.
但是在三百年里面，就影响当时的世界 变成接受基督教的一个世界。
And in later, in the next 300 years, the events that took place really made it to become a faith movement that changed the entire world.
事实上，教会成立建立以后，不断的受逼迫，受反对。
The fact was, when the early church was first established, encountered severe persecutions and obstructions.
小小的教会，少数的一些基督徒，怎么可能在一个敌对的环境里面，300年就把它整个扭转过来？
So it is really hard to imagine that how a small church, the new church, was able to really change the prospect of church history, almost turning 180 degree around in merely 300 years.
啊，这本书讲到有五个原因。
So there were 5 reasons that were proposed by the book.
基本上有一些人他们认识主受感动就放下一切到处去旅行布道。
First, it was because there are individuals who really came to know who the Lord was and they're willing to forsake all and to preach the kingdom to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth.
所以这些传福音的人他们有很大的影响。
So these evangelists they are really critical to the establishment of the church.
其实当时有一些高级知识分子成为基督徒，透过他们的文章，透过他们的著作，他们写了一些护教的作品。
There are also many intellectuals who written much literature work on apologetics.
所以这些护教学者对当时的思想文化跟知识分子产生一个基本的影响。
So these apologetic scholars, they really had a great influence over the intellectual world at that time.
第三，就是教会在逼迫的环境里面，不断的有人为信仰而殉道。
And thirdly, it was because during the time of persecution, there are many believers who were willing to become martyrs.
教会历史很有名的一句话就是说，殉道者的血是教会的种子。
There is a very famous saying in the church or a church history, which is the blood of the martyrs is a seed of the church.
甚至罗马兵丁在执行死刑的时候，看见基督徒的见证，有的人当场就信主。
To the point that many of the Roman soldiers who were executing the Christians when they witnessed the martyrs, they were converted to Christian faith.
那上面讲的三种是少数的人。
So the three reasons that we mentioned before, these are small categories consist of many a few people.
但是第四呢，就是讲到初代的教会他们的爱心生活影响了整个世界。
So the fourth reason proposed in the book was that how the early church, their love and their compassion for the world was really the propelling reason that influenced the entire world later on.
使徒行传第二章记载，耶路撒冷教会一成立，他们过的一个就是很特殊的生活，他们凡物公用，过的共产的生活。
So it's recorded in chapter 2 of the book of Acts that the early church, the life that they shared was a very special and unique type of life where they shared everything.
他们这种生活是违反人的本性的。
And that kind of communal lifestyle is really against human nature.
所以是没有办法强迫用政治制度来达成的。
It is a lifestyle that cannot be compelled, whether by politics or by force.
但是因为神的爱的缘故，也因为他们急切的等候主的再来，所以他们就看清所有世上的这些财物，而愿意彼此分享而公用。
And however, it is because of the love of God that is among them, that was among them, and also because they were looking forward to the second coming of our Lord, that they were willing to forego the earthly wealth.
这种共产式的生活，也就是我们中国的最早的大同世界的理想，是人的一种梦。
This kind of communal or socialistic lifestyle is really similarly was trying to be achieved by the communists in China early during the early 50s. It was really the dream of humanity.
不过大家不用担心，我不是要在这里鼓吹这种生活。
It's an utopia, but don't worry, I'm not trying to sell you this sort of utopia-like life.
圣经也没有教训我们必须过这种生活。
And the Bible also did not teach us that we have to live that kind of lifestyle.
因为如果这是神的旨意要我们过这种生活，就不只是在历史性的记载有，在教义性的记载，在书信里面就会一再提出来说，你们应当这样生活，应当这样生活。
Because if it is God's will that we ought to live this lifestyle, then it will not only appear in the recordings of church history or events, it will be recorded and taught and commanded in the doctrinal books in the Bible.
所以大家放心，我没有在这里鼓吹这种生活。
So it is not my intention to encourage everyone to pursue that lifestyle.
但是因为爱甘心主动的这样生活的是一个很有力的见证。
However, if you choose this lifestyle because of the love of God, that is a very powerful witness.
甚至连当时一个罗马的皇帝叫 Julian 都这样批评基督徒。
It was even to the point where it solicited a criticism from one of the Roman Empire, Julian.
他称基督徒为无神论者。
He was convinced that the Christians are atheists.
因为基督徒不拜该撒，不拜罗马的那些偶像。
Because the Christians refuse to worship the Roman idols.
所以在他们的眼中，基督徒是无神论者。
So therefore, in their eyes, the Christians were atheists.
但是他说，他们这些基督徒当中，犹太人当中，没有一个讨饭的。
However, he did recognize that among all the Christian prisoners, none of them attempted to escape.The prison.
No, no, no. 没有一个讨饭的。
讨。
No, no, no. No, no beggar. 不是讨饭，是讨饭。对不起。
Okay.
我的国语不标准。
My bad. There were no beggars among the Christians.
因为他们彼此照顾。
Because they took care of each other.
而且他说，他们不只是照顾自己的人，连我们这些不是基督徒的，他们也都照顾。
But especially he noted that not only the Christians took care of themselves, but they also took care of the non-Christians.
所以当时的教会，他们的爱心的生活不只是基督徒之间的，他们也照顾到社会上其他贫穷的人。
Therefore, the loving conduct and lifestyle that was shared among the Christians did not only remain among the Christians, but it really reached out to the Gentiles as well.
那第五点呢？是跟我们每一个人都有关系的。
So, and the fifth point in the book that should be echoed among all of us.
就是说，初代教会基督徒每一个人都是主的见证人。
And the point was that every disciple of the Lord, every one of them is also the witness for Christ.
不是少数的使徒特别有恩赐传福音的人，而是每一个基督徒都是见证。
Not just the apostles or the disciples or the talented missionaries or preachers, but everyone.
有一个宣教学者 Dr. Herbert King, 中文名叫贾里荣，他写《宣教学概论》。
Herbert King, he wrote a book on the theory of
missions.
Okay, Introduction to Missions.
他说，我们需要有宣教士。
He said, indeed, we need missionaries.
宣教士是很特殊的一群人。
And missionaries are, they are a group of very special people.
所以他讲，如果每一个人都是宣教士，那就没有人做宣教士了。
However, he said, if everyone is a missionary, then there is no such a thing as missionaries.
那这个讲法跟我今天要强调的正好相反。
So what he said was was really contrary to what I was trying to say this morning.
那我不是要跟这个学者来反对。
And I'm not trying to contradict the scholar.
因为这个学者讲的有道理。
Because there is really good reasons for what he said.
我们中文就讲说一个和尚挑水喝。
There's a Chinese saying that one monk carry his water to drink.
两个和尚抬水喝。
Two monks, they still can carry the water.
三个和尚没水喝。
But if three monks, then they have no water.
因为英文也说 everybody's business is nobody's business. 所以没有人会管的，大家的事就没有人会关心的。
So therefore, we care about our own life. However, if it's a community problem or issue that we fail to resolve them.
所以他强调还是需要有专职的特殊献身做宣教士的，这个我可以理解。
So I agree with Dr. Herbert that it has to be something special, that it's not something generalized.
但是从今天整个世界发展的趋势来看。
However, if we take a look at the trend that is in the world these days,
越来越多地方不容许传统的宣教士在那里做工。
More and more places, they disallowed missionaries to work in their countries or yeah.
而且以传统宣教士引人归主的速率来看，我们会发现传福音越传。人口比例里面非基督徒会越来越多。
And not only the traditional methods of missionaries will not work in many countries, but also we observe that looking at the percentage, the more of the traditional missionaries that we send out, we actually see a decline in the percentage of conversion.
四年前，我从牧会的工作回到宣教的工作上面。
Four years ago, I left my pastoring position and I decided to become involved with mission again.
我现在参加了团体，我做一点广告，叫做国际关怀协会。
So the organization that I'm working with right now, they are the International
Care Ministries International.
Care Ministry International.
神给我们的一个意向跟负担就是福音进中国，福音出中国。
And the vision that God has given us is that the gospel will enter China and will leave from China.
我们的意思就是，中国人需要福音，中国人也需要起来参与传福音。
And our vision is that not only we recognize that China needs the gospel, but the Chinese also they must be involved with missions.
我们强调中国不是以为中国是最特殊的一个国家跟民族。
We are not setting China apart as a country that is special.
而是因为我们这是一个华人的一个宣教机构，所以我们觉得我们对自己的骨肉之亲有第一个责任。
It is only because it is a Chinese mission organization, so that we felt burdened to really work with our fellow countrymen.
但是我们觉得以往华人基督徒跟教会。常常只在华人当中来传福音跟做工。
However, we do recognize the fact that very often, the Chinese church and mission organizations they work only with Chinese.
所以我们说福音要出中国，不只是地理上，而是包括文化跟种族上，我们要跨越我们华人的这个中心的心态。
So when we say that the gospel must also leave from China, we are not just talking about leaving geographically, but we want the China to also cross over any cultural or ethnic or language barrier.
我们现在有宣教士在泰国。
So we have missionaries who are in Thailand.
所以我们对在泰国的宣教士说，你要强调福音进泰国，福音出泰国。
So we exhort them that they have to remember the gospel must enter Thailand and leave from Thailand as well.
这个意思就是说，我们不以向泰国传福音为满足。
Which means that we are not satisfied with just preaching the gospel to the Thai.
我们的目的是希望看见泰国人、泰国基督徒也参与宣教，他们也把福音传出去。
Our ultimate vision is that we want to raise up missionaries in Thailand so that it can also bring the gospel to the other parts of the world.
换句话说，我们不是要把宣教的工作局限在宣教士身上，而是宣教士要带出基督徒成为宣教的人。
In other word, In another word, we do not want to just give the mission work to missionaries, but we want the missionaries to raise up everyday Christians and bring them that they can bring the gospel forward.
那现在让我们来思想耶稣讲的这段圣经。
So let's think about what the Lord said to us.
我今天的重点很简单，如果你要记的话。
I have a couple key points, and they're very simple.
第一个是你们。
First is a word you.
第二点是是。
Second point is are.
第三个重点是世上。
The third key point is the word earth.
然后第四个重点是盐和光。
And the fourth key point is salt and light.
你们是世上的盐，你们是世上的光。
That you are the salt of the earth and you are the light of the world.
耶稣讲世上的盐和光，谁是世上的盐和光呢？
When Jesus said being the salt and light of the world, who are the salt and the light?
耶稣说你们是。
He said you are.
那这个你们是谁呢？
Who are you?
我们知道耶稣这段话是耶稣登山宝训里面讲完八福以后接下来讲的话。
We know that the scripture here that we read came immediately after the Beatitudes.
所以耶稣是对他的门徒讲的。
Therefore, the Beatitudes was spoken to the disciples.
所以门徒们是世上的盐，是世上的光。
Therefore, the disciples, they are the salt and the light of the world.
但是耶稣讲这段话不只是少数的那个选召的门徒，还有包括当时的群众。
However, we also know from the Beatitude that it was spoken not only to the 12 apostles, but also to the multitudes.
因为耶稣行神迹医病缘故，有很多人来跟耶稣。
Because Jesus was healing and he was performing miracles, so there were a great multitude following him.
那这是马太福音第四章后面所写的，大家可以看。
This is an event recorded in the latter part of chapter 4 in Matthew.
所以第五章就讲耶稣到了山上，就对着他的门徒以及这许多人就讲了这个山上的宝训。
So therefore, later on, Jesus gave the Beatitudes to not only the apostles, but also to the multitudes that followed him.
啊，耶稣讲到怎样的人是蒙福的人，怎样的人会进神的国。
Because in the Beatitudes, Jesus mentioned that who are the blessed people, and who are the people who can enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以所有听了耶稣的教训相信接受的人蒙福的人也就是你们里面的一部分。
So every person who received the Beatitude, who are blessed and who are obedient to the commandment of Jesus, you are included in you.
所以所有的基督徒所有因信蒙恩的人。
So every ChristianEveryone who are saved by faith,
那就是耶稣讲的你们。
You are included in the you that Jesus commanded later.
世上的盐和世上的光是我们在所在的地方见证主宣教的本分。
Being the salt and the light of the world, being a witness to of Christ where you are, this is our duty.
那我们所有人都有这种责任，都有这个本分。
And every one of us are, we are called to this duty and calling.
不是王牧师，不是教会的十一个执事，不是教会的宣道部的同工而已。
It's not just the pastors that we have at the church and the 11 deacons and also the members of the mission committee.
而是我们全教会。落成福音教会。
But it is every member of the congregation, every member of REM.
我住在洛杉矶，所以老是想到落成是在洛杉矶。
I'm from LA, so when you say our Rockville, 落成 it sounds like LA.
感谢主，我们东西岸，我们都同样一样，都是落成。
I thank the Lord that we have that whether we're on East Coast or West Coast, we are named by the same city.
教会宣教的责任，当然传道人有责任，当然长执有责任，当然宣道部的同工有责任。
of course, mission programs, they are the responsibility of the leaders of the church.
但是全教会的人都有责任。
However, mission is a responsibility of every member of the church.
所以这是你们，这是我们所有人都包括在里面的。
So, the Lord includes every one of us, in his teaching.
每一个人都有我们独特的影响范围。
Because every one of us has our very unique sphere of influence.
我们每一个人都是有影响力的人。
And every one of us are influential to a certain extent.
我们不同的是我们影响的大小跟好坏而已。
The difference is simply in the extent of our influence and also whether it's a good or bad influence that we can exert.
我有一个好朋友在大学的时候跟另外一些基督徒的大学生到农村去做短宣。
I have a good friend back in the days of my college days that he had opportunity to go for a short-term mission in the countryside with some of his Christian friends.
在那个暑期短宣回来以后他跟我们分享他去参加短宣从其他人学到的功课。
And when he came back from the summer, the short-term vision, mission, he came back and he shared it with us.
学习功课有两种可能。
And he said there are two possibilities in terms of learning.
一种就是有很好的榜样，有很好的结果，就学习到功课。
One is through examples.
有的时候是因为有问题，从问题也学到功课。
But there are also times when you learn from mistakes.
所以我这个好朋友他很技巧地告诉他们出去短宣的那些人说，我在人当中学习了功课。
So he told his friends that I really learned many lessons among you.
其实他是有弦外之音，但那些人听起来都很飘飘然。
He actually there is a ulterior meaning in what he said, but of course it will sound very complimentary to the hearers.
所以我们每一个人都有影响。问题是你影响人更靠近主，还是让人家倒胃口，不要亲近主
？So we are all influential, but we can either influence people to come close, to draw near to our Lord, or we can push them away from the Lord.
当然，宣教的目的就是影响人在我们身上看见主的作为和恩典，而让他羡慕来寻求神。
And of course, the purpose of being missionary is to influence people so that people can see the Lord in our life and our lifestyle, and they want to draw close to Jesus.
那这个影响不是牧师能够替你的，在你自己的地方是你自己的责任。
And this kind of influence cannot be substituted by your pastor or any leaders from the church. It is your duty. It is your life.
所以我们每一个人都有这个机会。每一个人都有这个责任。
So therefore, every one of us, we have our opportunities, and we also have this is also our duty.
耶稣讲到你们是世上的盐和世上的光，他强调那个是这件事情。
And Jesus said, "You are the salt and light of the world." He really emphasized the word "are."
我们基督徒有的时候。引用圣经有时候不太小心，我们常常强调我们要发光，我们要做盐。
Very often when we read the Bible, the emphasis we give to the scripture teaching is probably on I'm going to shine as a light, or I will make myself into salt. Something, yeah.
谢谢。
You're welcome.
我对不起给姊妹一些为难哈。
Oh no, this is fun.
如果你不是盐，如果你不是光，你就做不了盐，你就发不了光。
However, if you are not the salt and the light, you cannot shine and you cannot make yourself salty.
我们常常想到宣教、传福音是要去做什么事情。
And very often when we think of mission, we always think of actions.
我们常常想到这些事情都是一些活动，一些节目。
We think of programs and activities.
但是其实是在我们的生命的本质。
However, it's ingrained in our being.
我最近有很强的一个感觉说， 如果教会看重宣教的工作，教会不会把宣教做好。
And I really felt moved and convicted that if a church is really emphasizing on the programs on what it must do, it cannot do a very good mission work.
宣教不是工作，宣教是使命，宣教是在我们生命本质里面的。
Mission is not work. Mission is a commission, and mission is in our being.
因为如果它是一个工作，工作就有停止工作的时候。
Because if it merely is work, every work has a time when it will stop.
但是如果它是一个使命，使命要完成，如果它是生命，生命不能停止，除非你死了。
However, if it is a mission, the mission will not stop until it is accomplished. And if it is life or being, then there is no such a thing as stopping.
我七岁到台湾，住在台北。
I moved to Taipei when I was seven.
到了台北以后，发现台北有一个动物园。
And I found I realized there was the Taipei Zoo.
比起现在世界上很多动物园，那是很小的一个动物园。
And it is probably really small zoo compared to many of the great zoos in the world.
但是小时候很喜欢去动物园。
However, when I was little, I loved going to the zoo.
在那动物园里面，常常有特别的节目表演。
And very often they have special programs offered at the zoo.
有一个节目叫做猴子吃西餐。
And one of the program is that you can watch a monkey eating Western food with forks and spoons and no chopsticks.
所以把猴子穿上衣服，那筷子太复杂了，所以西餐比较简单一点，所以让猴子吃西餐这样子。
Yeah, because it's too complicated with chopsticks. So they actually dress a monkey up in clothing and have him eating the food with forks.
所以那个猴子，像人的样子在那里吃西餐。
So the monkey would imitate how human would eating food with spoons and forks.
我们觉得很好玩啊！吃完以后呢，那猴子跳下去，衣服脱掉，他还是猴子。
And it was really cool, but you know when the performance was over, the monkey would jump off the table and take off the clothes and going back being a monkey.
所以他不是人，他可以装成人的样子，但是只有短时间。
So he could pretend to be manlike, but it is only for a short period of time. He is not a man.
有的时候我们骂人家说，你这个人真不像人样。
Sometimes, you know, Chinese, when they want to insult someone, they say, oh, you're not behaving like human being.
其实是恭维他。
But I really think this is a compliment.
因为我们说你是人，但是你不太像人。
Because the point is that you are a man, you're just not behaving like a man.
你真的要骂他的话，你就说你真像人。
If you really want to insult someone, you should say, "Oh, you're a good imitator of man."
因为你的意思说你根本不是人。
Because you're really saying that you're not man.
这几年在美国很有影响力、很有名的一个牧师叫做 Rick Warren 华里克。
In the past few years, there is a very influential pastor, Rick Warren.
他讲过一句话很好玩，他说我们人叫做 human being， 不叫做 human doing。
And he said that we as humans, we are not human, we are human being, not human doing.
所以我们是人，我们会做人的事情，但是重要的是我们的人性，我们的本质。
So as man, of course, we'll do and behave like man, but what is important is our being.
使徒行传第一章第八节里说，圣灵降临在我们身上，我们就要得着能力，要从本地一直到普世的地方做主的见证。
And in the in chapter 8 of the book of Acts, it says we are empowered by the Holy Spirit, and we are sent to the ends of earth to preach the gospel.
那个做我的见证，原来的意思是是我的见证。
And when the scripture says giving witness testimony to the Lord for the Lord is really being witness being the testimony of the Lord.
所以英文圣经的翻译是 be my witness.
So, yeah, English is be. It's
基督徒的侍奉，基督徒的宣教的使命，跟我们的生命跟生活是不能分开的。
So the great The great commission that is given to us is inseparable to our life as Christians.
事实上有好多的专业 你的人格如何，你的生活如何，跟你的专业可以不相干。
There are many professions in the world, and how you are morally and how you live your life, your lifestyle has nothing to do with your profession.
你可以很有学问，你可以很有专长，但是你的为人跟你的家庭如何是两件事情。
You could be a scholar, you could be intellectual, and however how you are and how your relationship with your people, with the people around you, their family, could be very, could have nothing to do with who you, your professions.
中国人从古至今一直以为要有德的人才能够做领袖。
And it is it's a really ingrained belief in the culture of Chinese culture that only virtuous people can become leader of the nation.
但是很遗憾的，现在从美国到台湾，许多政治人物，他可以很有政治魅力，但是他的品格生活如何，那可以是另外一件事情，我们就不要多讲了。
And it is very unfortunate that whether it is in Taiwan or America or that many of the politicians they could be very charismatic. However, their moral status stance are questionable.
几个月前，我在洛杉矶开车的时候，我听中文电台的一个新闻报道。
And several weeks ago, when I was in LA, I was listening to radio, and there is such a report.
我听到一个得到诺贝尔奖的一个生物学家出了一件事情。
And the report was about a Nobel laureate who is a biologist, and this particular thing happened to him.
他专门研究基因的部分，而且引进透过基因的部分在医学上能够应用，所以有很大的贡献。
He's a geneticist, and his contribution is really influential to the field of medicine.
他原来在东部政府工作，后来搬到洛杉矶。我忘掉在哪个学校，可能是在 Caltech 还是在哪一个学校。
He was working in a national lab on the East Coast, and later on he moved to the West.
他和他的太太都传说很爱青年人。
And he and his wife they really have a passion for the youth.
但是最近出的事情就是他性侵犯一个。中国大陆来的十几岁的女孩子。
And what happened, the news about him was that recently he was reported to allegedly he sexually assaulted a teenager, who just came from China.
那个女孩子是他在他手下工作的一个中国的妇女的女儿。
And the particular girl who he assaulted was a daughter of one of his workers.
这个女孩子在学校里面因为很不安就告诉她的同学然后就消息就传到警察的耳中然后就把她逮捕了
And after the assault took place the girl shared the experience with some of her friends at school which eventually leaked to the police so the Nobel laureate was arrested eventually
我不晓得最后的判刑是如何、听起来可能她会判徒刑很可能他会老死在监狱里面。
I'm not sure what the sentencing was, but it seems it's possible that he might have to serve life sentence in the jail.
很遗憾，诺贝尔奖的这个得主，很有学问的人，对人类很有贡献的人，但是在品格上很有缺点。
It is really sad that being a Nobel laureate who has such great contribution to the science and well-being of the humanity, and yet morally he is much depraved.
社会上很多这类的事情，但是在基督徒里面不能有这种事情。
These things are allowed and not unusual to happen in the world, but in the body of Christ, such a thing cannot be tolerated.
如果我们以为宣教要传扬福音的信息这个信息最重要的不是我们说的最重要的是我们活出这个信息
So the message that we are the witness that we're giving and the message we're bringing to the world as missionaries are not, it's not consist of the words that we speak but it is a life that we live
昨天下午我们听陈瑞成大哥他的分享里面重复的一个挑战 就是约翰福音第一章第三十九节，耶稣对一些好奇的门徒说，夫子你在哪里住？耶稣回答说，你们来看。
And in the Brother Chen sharing yesterday, one thing that he really emphasized was in the book of John, when the disciples asked Jesus, Rabbi, where do you live? And Jesus said, come and see.
我们基督徒做宣教的工作要有勇气对人家说，你们来看。
And as missionaries, as Christians, that when we ought to have the courage and honesty to ask people to come and see our life.
或者说看我。
Or even just tell them, look at me, look at my life.
很多的时候我们在教会里面学习一个事情，就是不要看人，只见耶稣，不见义人。
Sometimes one of the popular teaching in the church is that, do not fix on man, but fix your eyes on God.
啊，这个没有矛盾。我们来到教会，如果看人，我们一定会软弱。
And the saying is right. And if we come to a church and if we look at man, we will stumble.
教会越多人，问题越大。
And the bigger the church is, more problems the church will encounter.
那教会人很少，是不是问题很少呢
？So does that mean if you go to a smaller church, you have less problems?
不会的，为什么那么少？就是因为问题大，所以少。
No, because likely the church, the reason the church is small is because they had big problems.
所以人少是问题，人多是问题，只要有人就有问题。
So therefore, if you have a lot of people, there's a problem. There are problems, and so it is true with fewer people. Wherever you have people, there will be problems.
千万不要崇拜人。你觉得非常完美理想的一个人，有一天给你看到问题的时候，你就打击很大。
Do not idolize man, however perfect he may seem, because one day he will disappoint you.
有一个师母，有一次把家里的床搬到教会来，人家问他说你要干什么？
There's one time there is a pastor's wife who moved her mattress from home to church, and people were wondering why.
他说：“我希望牧师就住在讲台上。”
And he said, "Oh, I want to set up the bed for the pastor at the pulpit, and I want him to sleep there."
因为牧师在台上的时候真好。
Because the pastor seems so perfect when he's speaking from the pulpit.
但是回家不是那个样子。
However, he's not quite the same man when he's home.
王牧师，我不是讲你哦。
I'm not talking about Pastor Wang.
我是讲我这个牧师哦。
I was talking about.Not you. You?
I'm talking about myself.
He's talking about himself.
你以为多好的人，有一天你看到他有问题，你就很失望。
However perfect a man may seem, one day you will see a problem and you will be disappointed.
所以我们学习只见耶稣，不见义人。
So it is right we ought to fix our eyes on Jesus and not on any righteous man.
这是我们在教会里面。
This is within the body in the church.
但是我们。我们对社会上其他人，我们要对他们说，看我们。
However, when we reach out to the world, to the non-believing friends, we have to tell them, see me.
你不能跟他们讲说你去看耶稣。
You can't tell them to fix your eyes on Jesus.
因为他在我们身上看不到耶稣的痕迹，他就无法看见。
Because if he cannot see Jesus in you, he cannot see Jesus.
有一次有一个牧师问他们的会友包装圣经哪一种最好
？There is one time, a pastor asked the church members, 包装圣经 package
cover.
Okay, what is the best cover for your Bible?
我这个是皮面金边的圣经。
I have this real leather cover for my Bible.
啊，有的人是要什么小牛皮的和什么样子的皮的
？And some people
越来越讲究。
It could be some people like it has to be cowhide or you know, rabbit, sheep.
有人说要用海狗皮。
Some says it has to be sea lion,
yeah.
Sea dog,
yeah.
Sea lion.
那个牧师最后给了一个答案是最好包装的皮是什么皮？你知道吗？皮鞋底的皮。
And the pastor finally the answer is that the best cover for your Bible is the leather coming from the sole of your shoes.
意思就是说， 要用我们走出行出圣经的道理让人家看见
Because the truth of the Bible must be walked out and lived out
印分送圣经是很好的一个传福音的方式
Printing and giving away the Bible is a really good method of preaching the word
尤其最近我们常常听到消息在回教世界里面这些回教徒他们很渴慕拿到基督徒的圣经
Especially with recent news that we received that in the Muslim countries the Muslims are actually very eager to receive the Bible
但是我们也有经验我们有的朋友你给他圣经他就摆在书架上都是灰尘他不打来看
But many of us also have experience where when we give the Bible to our friends and it just sits on the shelf to accumulate dust
我们世俗人怎么能够看到圣经的真理要从我们行出圣经的真理来看
So how do the people around us to see to know the truth of the Bible they must see it from our life
所以真正的宣教跟传福音是因为我是一个被福音改变的人所以我的生活就成为我的信息
So the true mission is centered on the fact that I am a wretched man transformed by the message by the gospel and therefore I am the living message of the gospel
第三点耶稣讲到你们是世上的盐和光
Third, Jesus said that we are all the salt and the light of the world.
这个世界，这个世上。
The world.
世上的人怎么会尝到盐的滋味？怎么会得到光照呢？
How does the world taste the salt, the saltiness of the salt, and see the light shown by the light, see the light?
是因为每一个基督徒成为盐和光。渗入社会的每一个角落。
This is because the Christians who become the salt and the light and permeates their life into the society, the world.
圣经没有说我们是教会的盐和光。
The Bible does not say that we are the salt and the light of the church.
我们都是盐，都是光，来到教会。大发光，咸得不得了。
If we are all salt and light, and we come to church, and the church will be very salty, and will be very very bright here.
我以前在台湾的南部工作的时候台湾南部有时候靠海边有几个城，什么叫布袋这种地方是有盐田、海盐的地方。
Years ago when I was in a southern part of Taiwan and it was by the ocean and there are places where there is a great accumulation of sea salt
那些海盐堆在那个盐田里面白白的一堆很好看
and the sea salt when you go to the farms you see the piles of sea salt they are white and they look gorgeous
看到那个我就想到教会
So whenever I see the piles of sea salt, I think of church.
我们教会里面一大堆盐。
We have piles of salt in the church.
有的时候我在一个城市，我很喜欢看两种店。
Usually when I go to a city, there are two kinds of stores that I like to visit.
一个是卖钟表的店。
When are clock and watch stores?
呀，我很喜欢看他们的钟表是每个都同样的时间，还是都停着，还是都不同的时间。
What I want to see is I want to see if there is any discrepancy in time in the clocks, or if they are stopped, or if they are ticking.
那另外就是照明公司卖灯的。
And the other store is the lighting stores.
啊，我年纪越大越喜欢亮。
And as I'm getting older, I like everything to be brighter.
那个非常有情调的灯光暗暗的餐厅，我都不要去。
So the restaurants with a very romantic setting and the light setting, that's the place I usually shy away from.
因为我都看不见吃什么东西嘛。
Because I could barely see my food there.
所以我喜欢到那个照明公司，各种灯都有，哇，不同的亮度。
So I like to go to the lighting companies where I see all kinds of lights and chandeliers so bright.
我发现教会就很像照明公司。
So I really think there is a great analogy between the church and the lighting companies.
有的人那个很亮， 有的人可能是小小的一个烛光。
There are some really bright, you know, 400 watts light bulbs, and there are some maybe, you know, like candles.
但是耶稣说，我们是世上的耶和光，不是要堆在这里的，是要放到外面去的。
However, Jesus said that we are the light and the salt of the world. We're not supposed to be piled up at the church.
所以教会聚会好不好，要看散会以后怎么样。
So how good is the body of Christ in the church? Really, it really says a lot. What really says a lot about how good the church is what the church is after the Sunday service is over.
为什么我们要常常聚会？
Why is that we often gather together?
不是为了我们自己的享受停留在这里就好。
It is not for our own enjoyment. It's not for us to stop right here.
我们在聚会所领受的恩典所得到的装备是要让我们分散的时候只有我们一两个人的时候能够成为盐和光。
The blessings and the equipping that we receive when we are gathered together, it is so that when we are by ourselves, we can continue to be the light and the salt of the world.
所以，洛城福音教会，星期天早晨十一点钟在哪里？
So therefore, let me ask you, REM, where are you Sunday morning between 10 and 11?
请问在哪里？在这里。
You're here.
那么请问今天晚上洛城福音教会在哪里？
But where is REM tonight?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
在你们的家里。
At home.
星期一早上在哪里？
Monday morning, where is REM?
在你的学校，在你的办公室。
Your school, workplace.
这是盐和光。
This is salt and light.
去年四月，今日基督教有一篇文章。
Last April in Christian Today, there is this article.
Christianity Today.
Christianity Today.
那篇文章的题目讲到福音派的丑闻。
And the title.
Evangelical scandals.
There you go.
他讲到今天在美国的福音派的教会，我想包括我们教会，因为我们教会叫做福音教会嘛。
And the article said the evangelical church today, which might include REM, since we're evangelical.
他说最大的问题就是我们没有活出我们所传跟相信的真理。
He says the greatest problem with the evangelical church today is that we did not live out the message that we are preaching.
换句话说，就是耶稣所责备的假冒为善。
In other words, it is exactly what Jesus had rebuked the hypocrites.
我们有一套我们说的价值，但是我们生活不是那个样子。
We have a whole system that we present to people, and we speak about them, and yet the system is not lived out in our life.
所以据说在 Washington D.C. 的这个高级政治圈里面，对福音派有一种态度。
And allegedly in the D.C. area, in the politicians, the high level politicians, they have this attitude towards the evangelicals today.
他们觉得福音派的人是可以被利用、被左右的人，但是不必担心他们成不了什么事。
And they in general think that the evangelicals are a group of people that could be used, could be manipulated, and however not worth to be worried about.
他们可以讲一些讨好我们的，让我们觉得是我们喜欢的，然后我们就会投他的票，基于我们对社会、对国家没有什么影响，没有什么贡献。
They think that they can say some flattering word that to win our votes, and however that as evangelicals we have no impact whatsoever on the politics and the movements in the country.
所以他们形容说不是这些政治家，就是有一个形容说福音派的教会和基督徒在家里跟周末的时候都非常得意。
So there is a sort of saying going around that the evangelical church and Christians, they are all very satisfied with themselves on the weekends.
但是中间上班上学就把外衣和信仰一起挂在衣架上走进去。
However, during the weekday, when they step into the school or their offices, they hang their coats along with their doctrines on the coat hanger, and they walk into their workplace.
我们的信仰有没有影响我们的工作？我们的信仰有没有影响我们的研究？ 能不能在那方面表现出来，很大的问题。
Has our faith influenced our work, our research, and everything that we do? This is really the greatest problem of the day.
还有一些对美国的统计来比较教会的问题的。
And there are also some surveys which looks at some of the church issues.
有一个统计发现基督徒里面离婚的90%是信主以后离婚的。
And one of the survey, they found out that for the Christian divorcees, there are about 90% of people who divorce as Christians. They got a divorce after they became Christians. 90% of them.
有的时候我们会觉得还没有信主，那这个可以原谅。那信主以后怎么好像没有影响呢？现在好像是这个样子了。
So we sometimes we say we can understand if someone who got a divorce before he or she became a Christian, how come there's no change after they became a Christian?
那我们必须承认，离婚的人无论什么原因，两造都是受害者。
I mean, we recognize the fact that in a divorce, whatever the reason is, both parties are they are the victims of the divorce.
所以我们不是要在这里来苛责这些受伤受害的人。
So we're not here to criticize the victims.
而是我们在想，为什么今天信仰没有影响我们，保护我们
？But what we the question that we wonder is that why is that our faith today did not protect us from these occurrence? How come our faith today did not influence the percentage that we see in the survey?
有个调查是要看不同教派的人种族歧视的态度如何。
And there is another survey which wanted to see the attitudes are taken on by different denominations on the topic of racial discrimination.
问题问得很好玩，就是如果你的邻居搬来一家 African American 啊，我们叫黑人，这个用中文讲就有歧视的问题。如果有一家搬来，你们觉得怎么样？用这个来问。
And the question was posed was that if there is an African American family moved into your neighborhood to be your next door neighbor, how do you feel?
那发现非福音派的基督徒和天主教徒是最没有这种歧视的人。
And amazingly, the result of the survey was that the non-evangelical Christians and also Catholics, they had least problem with having African American neighbors.
那所谓主流派的教会 mainline churches 他们在中间
the mainline evangelical the mainline churches they are in the middle、
啊、所谓的主流派教会就是几个公会、啊、长老会卫理公会信义会圣公会等等的就这些、不标榜自己是福音派的 他们种族歧视在中间
So these are the non-evangelical church, for example, the Presbyterian church or the Methodist church, and so their attitude is sort of in the middle.
那反应最强烈的是美南浸信会跟福音派的基督徒。
And the strongest, objection comes actually from the Southern Baptist.
Yes.
Southern Baptist church and also the evangelicals.
啊，我自己是浸信会背景的，所以我这样讲啊，不是要攻击浸信会，而是很遗憾的发现。居然我们是这样的人吗
？My background is with a Southern Baptist Church, so I'm not trying to attack them. I was very surprised to find out about it.
那篇文章还有很多这一类的资料，我就不能在这里一一的讲。
So that particular article presented more surveys, so I'm not going to list every one of them today.
两年前，使者协会在宾州的这个12月圣诞节的特会里面。会前有一个特别的会是有一个作家叫做 Os Guinness 他的一个专题的一个演讲。
So a year ago,
couple of years ago,
the Ambassador for Christ Association, where they had annual meeting, they had a special meeting before the commencement of their annual meeting. They have it every 3 years, and they had a special meeting discussing. There is a special topic discussion.
Os Guinness 是一个思想家，基督徒的思想家。
Os Guinness, he is a Christian theologist.
a thinker.
Thinker.
他是一个 writer， 也是一个 thinker.
Okay, intellectual.
他讲中国的家庭教会如果不小心会步欧美教会的后尘。
And he issued a warning that if the family church in China, if they are not careful, they may follow the footsteps of the North American churches.
欧美教会，因为欧洲的教会已经大势已去了。
The European church as well as the American, North American church.
欧洲已经是后基督教的一个大陆了。
Because in Europe is already a post-Christianity continent.
欧洲现在回教徒大概可能比基督徒还会多了。
And I won't be surprised if there is a higher percentage of Muslim in Europe than Christians.
然后他说，在美国，基督徒教会对社会正面的影响越来越小。
And he said in North America, the positive influence exerted by Christians on the continent is becoming smaller and smaller.
在他的观察里面，大陆的家庭教会。有很好的属灵的传统是比较近前的。
And in his opinion, that the family church, in China, they have a very good, doctrinal, foundation and tradition, and they are God-fearing people.
但是不是很整全的，所以常常是跟社会、跟其他人隔离出来，自己在属灵。
And however, the organization is not very systematic or holistic, and therefore it's very often very separated from the rest of the society.
教会不只是为了我们自己而存在，也为四周人而存在。
Church does not exist just for us, the Christians, but also exists for the world.
我们是被摆在世上，在世界而不属世界的一群人。
We are a group of people that has been placed in the world but does not belong to the world.
啊，最后耶稣在这里讲到，我们是盐，是光。
Finally, Jesus said that we are the salt and the light.
圣经给我们看见很清楚，盐的作用在哪里。
And the Bible is very clear on the function of salt.
特别从旧约一再的提到。所有献祭的东西都要加上盐，因为神跟人立约不变的是用盐立约的盐约。
And it was repeatedly mentioned in the Old Testament that whenever a covenant established or sacrifice is offered, there is always salt in the sacrifice because this is the permanence of the God's covenant with us.
所以盐有一个防止它恶化腐败的作用。
So the salt prevents corruption and deterioration.
我们知道这个世界是越来越恶化。
We know that the world is deteriorating.
但是我们尽我们的力量来遏止，来减缓它的恶化。
But it is our duty that we ought to try our best to stop or prevent or slow down the process of deterioration.
就好像以前过年的时候，我们用盐来腌一些东西，免得它们变坏一样的。
It is just like in the past, where when we salt the meat to prevent it going to prevent it from going bad.
如果你受伤，你的伤口碰到盐会很痛。
So if you have a wound and it really hurts a lot.
但是那个盐至少会让你的伤口不会变坏。
And if you apply salt to the wound, it will hurt a lot. However, it will also preserve the wound from infection.
有一个英国的传道人啊，他的著作影响很多人，叫做 Oswald Chambers， 钱博士。
There is a British Christian missionary. His name is Oswald Chambers.
他有一篇灵修的文章短文说，耶稣讲我们是世上的盐。但是我们常常喜欢做世上的 sugar， 世上的糖。
And in one of his daily devotionals, he said that Jesus commanded us to be the salt of the world. But very often we choose to be the sugar of the world.
我们很喜欢做糖，很 nice， 对人很好，讲一些好话，爱你，上帝爱你就好了。
We like to be sugary, you know, to please people with nice words, to tell them that God loves you.
他说，如果人只需要讲讲爱，告诉他好话，耶稣就不用上十字架。
And Oswald Chambers said that if all man needs is to hear happy words, to know, to hear that God loves him, then Jesus Christ did not need to die for us.
我坦白地承认，想到耶稣的受难、耶稣的死、流血，这些都是会让我反胃的事情。
Frankly, whenever I think of what Jesus had to suffer on the cross, the blood he has shed for me, there really elicits a lot of visceral reactions in me.
我们因为感恩，我们就感谢主。老实说，这些事情都是让我们不太舒服的事情。
And whenever we give thanks, we know that for these things we give thanks. And however, we also recognize that these are the things that really does not make us feel good.
我们基督徒敢不敢，有没有勇气成为盐，或者你只是要做好好先生而已？
So as Christians, do we have the courage to become the salt, or do you just want to be a man pleaser?
盐另外一个圣经讲到的就是调和。
Another function of salt is to balance.
Seasoning.
Seasoning.
所以耶稣对他的门徒说，你们应当有盐，彼此和睦。
And that's why Jesus commanded that you ought to have salt among you so that you can live harmoniously.
保罗写信给哥罗西的教会，说你们的言语要带着和气，好像用盐调和。
And that's what also Paul commanded to the church of Colossians when he said that may your speech and conduct be with salt, seasoned with salt.
光的作用是照亮显明。
And the function of light is to shine light and to expose, to manifest.
有指引的作用，也有暴露罪恶的一个功能。
And it serves to guide, but also serves to expose sin.
那耶稣讲到特别讲一样事情，他说：“你们要有好行为，这是我们的光，叫人看到我们的好行为，就归荣耀给神。”
And Jesus said, "You ought to have a good conduct, and this is your light that man when men see you, they will give glory to God."
所以基督徒要有光，要有好行为。
So therefore, Christians, you must have light and you must have good conduct.
我们因为救恩的认识，常常反过来对好行为就特别忽略。
And because we all realize we are saved by grace, and therefore we become neglectful of having good conduct in our life.
因为我们知道我们不是靠行为得救的。
Because we know that we are not saved by work.
那既然不靠行为得救，有没有行为，那好像都没有用，反正我已经得救了。
And since it is not by work that we are saved, then it is not important whether we live a good lifestyle or not.
我们很喜欢引述以弗所书二章八节九节的话。
And very often we like to quote from the book of Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 through 9.
但是我们常常忘掉第十节的话。
But very often we also forget what's in verse 10.
第八节第九节讲，我们是得救是本乎恩也，因着信，不是出于自己，是神所赐的，不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。那么第十节讲什么，你知道吗？有可能。第十节说，我们原是神的工作，在基督耶稣里面做成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
Because in verse 10 it says we are the workmanship of God created to do the good work that he has purpose for us.
所以我们得救要行善。
So our salvation, we are saved to do good.
不是行善得救，而是得救以后要行善。
Not to do good so we are saved, but to saved to do good.
这个善不只是一般人的好行为，是神要我们所行的。
the good is not the good that considered by average man in the world, but the good of God.
在中国人当中，大概非常有名的一个慈善的宗教的团体叫做慈济功德会。
Among the Chinese, you might know this charity group called 慈济 Charity Group.
容许我借用耶稣的讲法，耶稣说，我们的义要胜过文士和法利赛人。
And I'm going to quote what Jesus said when he said that your righteousness must exceed that of the Pharisees.
所以让我们说，今天的教会行善要超过慈济功德会。
So now today I will challenge you that the good work that you do as a church must exceed that of that 慈济 charity group.
我们常常右手做的左手不知道，很合圣经。
Very often, the things that we do, what our left hand did, the right hand does not know. This is according to the biblical teaching.
其实既然不知道右手有没有做，也没有人知道。
So that if your left hand does not what your right hand did, then let other people not know it either.
我们应当让人知道教会做什么，而不一定是哪一个基督徒做什么。
What we ought to let people know is what the church has done rather than what individual Christian has done.
所以我们每一个人都有责任参与其中。
So it is the duty of every one of us to be involved.
宣教从我们本身的地方开始，延伸推展到普世。
Mission work starts at where you are, and it will expand to the end of the earth, to the whole world.
宣教从我们的本质开始，到我们的行动，我们的表现。
And mission starts with our inner being, and it's manifested through our actions and our works.
愿主帮助，让我们都像主一样的是盐是光。
We ask the Lord that we may be like Him, to be salt and to be light.
请我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们一同来亲近你，来敬拜你，因为我们需要你。
Our Father in heaven, we draw close to you because we need you. We want to worship you.
我们知道离了你，我们什么都不能做。
We are fully aware of the fact that apart from you, we can do nothing.
但是靠着加给我们力量了，我们凡事都能做。
However, by the power of your Holy Spirit, we can do all things.
所以求主让我们愿意甘心的归向你，降服于你。
So we pray to you, Lord, that we may draw close to you with a willing heart and to humble ourselves before you.
虽然我们是一个瓦器，但愿你在我们里面的宝贝能够显出来。
Though we are an earthen vessel, we ask, Lord, that the treasure that is in us may be manifested.
让人看见你在我们里面有莫大的能力。
That people may see the exceeding power of you in our lives.
求你帮助，求你装备每一个听到你的话语受感动的，都愿意回到生活所在的地方，是盐和光。
Please equip every one of us who are moved by your Holy Spirit this morning, that we return to wherever we are after church and be your salt and be your light.
让每一个人都成为一个宣教的人。
That every one of us may be for mission.
这样祈祷奉耶稣的名。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.